Now, research has shown that more Aussie kids than ever are having negative online experiences. And now this includes cyberbullying, unwanted contact from strangers, and even social exclusion. Now, the National Online Safety Campaign, designed by the Australian Government's eSafety Commissioner, it aims to arm parents, carers and teachers with the right resources to help keep children and young people safe online. Now, new digital licences have been developed since the start of the year, along with other online tools to guide children and teenagers through the world of eSafety. Now, joining us on the show is Kelly Britnell, the Education and Training Program Manager for the eSafety Commissioner. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Kelly, earlier this month, the Commission launched a new online safety campaign called Start the Chat. What were some of the extra ways that you used this platform to enforce the importance of e-safety?
Well, I think the Start the Chat campaign that started is really about keeping our children safe online and highlighting it, particularly to parents, that we all have a role in being aware of what kids are doing online, and hopefully if we can prevent some of those negative experiences, they can take the positives away from the internet that we all know are there.
Mm. Well, what kind of differences can this make when safety issues seem to be everywhere?
Well, I think it's important that kids know that they can let their parents know if they feel uncomfortable or they've had, if they've been targeted by someone, either someone they know or someone they don't know, that they know they can go to an adult, a parent, a carer, who can help them navigate, you know, what we need to do, whether it is to report to us. One of our main functions is we've got some legislative powers around working with social media companies to remove content that would be classified as serious cyberbullying for under 18-year-olds. And so, like, that in itself, because we find that young people, if they've had a negative experience and they've had, you know, some horrible things posted online, what they often want is for that material to be taken offline so that other people are not seeing it, making comments, etc. And we act as a safety net. So if you report to the social media company and they don't remove, within, you know, 48 hours of you reporting to them, if nothing's happened, you can come to our office, make a report, and we will act on your behalf in order to work with social media companies to remove that content.
Well, during February, your office administered a $10 million grant program, I believe. What areas has this money gone to?
I think it was announced in January, the $10 million grant scheme. And so at the moment, we're still putting the details of that grant program. So in the second half of the year, more of that detail will be made public. So at the moment, we're still nutting out, looking at what's needed and how that money would be best spent.
Hmm. Well, is there any practical advice you'd give to parents about the milestones involved in their children using online devices in an unsupervised manner?
Well, I think, we know that most of the social media companies have age restrictions. Most of them are 13 plus, and if I was a parent, I'd be using that to your advantage with your own children. In that, it's a good way to say there's a reason why it's at 13, in terms of you're going to be a lot more mature to cope with some of the things that might be online. If we do know kids do get onto social media before that age of 13. And if that's the case, and whether it's a game or social media, we really encourage parents to co-play and co-discover, so that parents are aware of, some of the risks involved with some platforms, whether they be games or whether they're social media. And then as a parent, you've got a good idea about what you should be having a conversation about if you're both looking at the platform and what it enables you to do, whether people can communicate with you, because that's one of the areas of concern often, is that unwanted contact that sometimes can happen because of the opportunities that platforms allow.
Mm. If you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Kelly Britnell, the Education and Training Program Manager for the eSafety Commissioner, talking about issues surrounding eSafety. So, Kelly, teenagers for the most part, I'd say they're usually much more savvy with platforms than their parents. As a parent, how do we able to keep up with this constantly developing apps and latest forms of social media?
Nathaniel, I think that's a really common comment made by parents about, you know, this stuff wasn't around when I was young. But I think what parents always have to realise is that what you have is life experience, and you can pick bad behaviour, and you know what good behaviour is. And I think that's always important. It's not essential that you are on every application that your kids are on, because it's near impossible. But it's having conversations early and often so that it becomes an ordinary part of conversation, and not one of those things that you bury your head in the sand because you think my kids are more savvy. But having the conversations about having empathy for others, that if they see behaviour that's, you know, concerning, that they can have a conversation with you and kind of, you know, look for a resolution path that sometimes they mightn't have because they haven't had the experiences that you have had in life. And I think it's really important to know it's not the technology, it's often the behaviour that's the issue.
Just generally speaking, what are some of the ways that your office or even parents and teachers could do to keep working towards improving e-safety?
I think if people haven't had a look at our website, esafety.gov.au, we've got a new-looking area of our website called eSafety Parents and Carers. It's got some great information about some of the issues that parents find that they need to be more across. Our office also has image-based abuse powers, which is the non-consensual sharing of private images, and we know this is a problem sometimes for under 18-year-olds as well as over 18. That you can come to us if you had the threat of someone sharing images of you, or they've actually shared the image, that we again can step in and act on your behalf to try and remove those images from social networking sites, but also they find them, you know, find their way onto other sites as well. So that's another area that we can help Australians with. If you've got older parents at home, we've also got some great resources for seniors, because it's really important that they are not vulnerable, and we know sometimes there's some groups that are more vulnerable to scams than others, particularly if they haven't been used to some of the technology. So we've got all the age groups covered. We're in the process of getting some more material around preschools and the early childhood years, which is really important when kids are getting online so much earlier. So go to esafety.gov.au and you'll find some great information that might help you start the chat.
Right, sounds like a really important resource. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Nathaniel. I hope your listeners have taken one or two things away that they can actually use in their own families.
And just to clarify your website again?
It's esafety.gov.au.
I'll definitely be having a look through that after this show. Kelly, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.